Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. If I haven't met you, I am Pastor Angela. Glad you are here. So this morning we heard a short passage from the Gospel of Matthew, and I'm going to read the last little bit again. Are you ready? Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Then he says to his disciples, he says, "Go therefore," so go out, "and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So he gave them an order. He says, go out and baptize other people and tell them about me. Go tell them the good news. And I grabbed one of these this morning in my office before I left. Have you seen something like this before?
Yes.
You have like 6 bazillion of them. What is it? A kukui nutlay. Do you know what a kukui nutlay is also called? Silence. Adults, what else do we call a kukui nutlay? And? Aren't they also called talk story lay? Come on, people. I've only been here 2 years. Right? I have heard this multiple times. Well, if it's not true, I'm going to make it true this morning. Because we gave one of these kind of lay to every single person who came to our Synod Assembly. And we were on a story. Look it up. So I am going to suggest that whenever you see someone wearing one of these, or even when you don't, you get to remember that you're called to share a story, to have conversation, to tell them the good news. One of these at the Synod Assembly when they arrived, to encourage them. I don't know what's going on with the sound system. I haven't figured it out. Encourage them. Questions of what's a wonderful. You know, we hear this passage from Matthew and it says, go and make disciples of all nations, having them know the stories of me, obeying me, and all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? That's kind of daunting. It's kind of a big task, right? Like, I hear that and I think that's got to be for somebody else, right? Sophia, agree? Yeah. Well, the good news is that actually it's kind of easy, because all it means is you get to share stories about who you are. And through that, getting to know someone else, a relationship is formed, and God is there in the midst of that, growing in exciting ways. So whether or not it's actually called Talk Story Lay, I'll have to look it up. I thought for sure. But I encourage you to talk story, to share stories with other people, and through that also to tell them about the good news of God that you, I know in your hearts. Pray with me before you head back, will you? Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks that you have blessed us with your presence, that you are with us always. Help us to go out and to share our story of you and your love for us. Help us to be brave and bold and take risks in developing new relationships and new friendships. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and all of God's children said, Amen. You may head back to your seats. Thanks so much, everybody.